You're listening to Archer Radio. Hi, this is Archer from ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queer cast on the internet. Today is Wednesday, July 6th, 2005. Now, as you can probably already hear, I am playing non-PodSafe music. I decided that since I was not on iTunes, I don't give a fuck, and I don't really care if I play un-PodSafe music, so fuck it. And I decided that today is going to be an 80s day, and currently I'm playing Pictures of You by The Cure, which I love. I'm going to turn it up here a little bit. Don't worry, I won't sing. But let's turn down so we can talk. So they'll be playing, I don't know if it'll be all the Cure, all the songs will be by The Cure, I'm not sure, but I forget what I set up on here. In any case, we'll have The Cure playing in the background. I'll just turn it down a little bit more. Today is our 50th show. Congratulations to me for making it to the 50th show. And I wasn't sure what I was going to talk about on today's show, but I decided that I would do a little reflection on how the show's going, what I like about it, what I don't like about it, podcasting in general, my inspirations, direction of the show. I just think I'm just going to take today to reflect. I'm in a reflection kind of mood. And I want to begin by just thinking about how all this got started. I've been a blogger for, it'll be 3 years in November, so like 2 years and 8 months, something like that, I don't know. And I've been blogging almost every day for those years. And about, at the beginning of April, I saw on someone's blog, and I can't even tell you whose blog I saw it on, about audio blogging. And I, did a little research on that, and that's where I came across podcasting. By that time, people had already been podcasting for like 6 months. And there was a couple links. I guess the first one I really found was Wanda Wisdom's Lucky Betradio. And when I heard that, I thought, oh my God, I can do that. That's not a problem at all. I mean, I've got the basic stuff you need to make a podcast. And I'm gay. I've got a lot of shit to say. And if not, I'll figure out something. So I have to say that Wanda Wisdom was my inspiration for getting started in podcasting. And then from Wanda Wisdom, I found links to Fausto and Madge Weinstein. So, of course, they're also inspirations. But and in those early days, there were only like, well, there was Madge, Wanda, and Fausto. Those were the three that I listened to. And then within the first week of my show, like the very first one I started posting, I found Mr. Poos and Jimmy McBean. So there were the six of us that I knew of. And it was that way for a couple of months, just the six of us. And I think I emailed them all and told them about my show and asked for help on certain things. But basically it was those six of us. And then with the idea, or when Steve Jobs announced that iTunes 4.9 would be supporting podcasting, when he first made that announcement, not when it came up, when he first made the announcement, things started to change. It was like people were coming out of the woodwork. And then the next week, there were like three or four more queer casts. And then when iTunes 4.9 came out, there were three or four more. And I think now there are 15 queer casts that are part of the, I think that there are 15. At least I think I have 15 on my iTunes podcast list. So, well, let's see what's coming up next on the iPod. Oh, more The Cure, Just Like Heaven. Okay, so I was talking about the podcast. And I was thinking last night, as I was thinking this is my 50th show, that really, this point in time, like right now, or any minute that you're listening to this, that this is the tipping point. I don't know if you've read that book, The Tipping Point. It's more of a... Actually, I don't know what it is, but I didn't read it, but I heard about it, and I would tend to agree with what it talks about, where there's... In everything, there's a tipping point where things... Or at least this is my definition of the tipping point, where things can go so far, and then they begin to... the balance tips, and it goes the other way. Well, for so long, as I was saying, there were only six of us podcasters, and it was a really tight little community. And I know that Madge and Fausta have had their differences and stuff. I wouldn't say that I communicate or do anything like friends with these people, but it's like a bond because we were the first queer casters. And I don't even know if I can lump myself in that category because I came, like 2 months afterwards, but I was one of the first, let's say that. Well, I shouldn't even say that because, well, I've been podcasting since April, and I think Mr. Poos and I started the same time in April. And I know that Fausto and Madge have been doing it probably since November or December, so they're much older than we are, and I think Wanda came in March. So within the first, from December to March, or December to April, is when, like, the base core group of queer casters came about. Oh, and, of course, John Ong was on there. He was already on there already. Actually, I think he was one of the first people I emailed to ask, how to do things. He was. So I have to put John Ong in there. So there's seven of us, I would guess. In any case, what I'm saying is the tipping point. It's like, I consider the tipping point to be the day iTunes 4.9 was released, because then podcasting for the queer casters just... went nuts. It just exploded. There's a lot. There's more than I can probably count now. I say there's 12 to 15, but I think that there's more that we just don't know about, and that haven't, made themselves known. And since there isn't a gay and lesbian category on iTunes, it's going to be hard to find each other. So that's one reason I think Madge Weinstein made the Q Potter. That's Q Potter. Website for queer casters and friends of queer casters to go and find each other and God, is that music too loud? I should turn it down a little bit. If that's too loud, I'm really sorry that that's been too loud all this time. Well, that's gonna suck. Anyway, so Madge Weinstein made Q Potter, which is a website for queer casters and friends of queer casters to go and check out, be a part of the community and post things there and stuff. And I think when I was on there today, I must have seen three or four messages from people that I didn't know were queercasters before. So, of course, I clicked and checked out their podcasts and stuff. So, I think really, and actually, things are starting to change already, because on a queercast today, I actually heard an advertisement. I'm not going to say who. Hell, if I could get an advertiser, I'd do it too. But the thing is, I think the tipping point, things have turned now. It's going to become commercial. There's going to become people who, typical gay things where people bitch and nip at each other about different things because everyone wants to be on top. There was a nasty email sent to Madge Weinstein about how she got her name at the top of the list. I mean, it's just silly. For me, though, the queer casting has been, or podcasting just in general, has been a way for me to just do one more thing on the internet, because I just enjoy doing this kind of stuff. I like making the audio and putting it all together, and I do like to talk, too. I don't like to talk as much as some people, but I do like to talk. And I don't always have things that are interesting to say, but as I have said in the past, if you don't like it, don't listen. But today I actually got some encouraging emails from some people because, it's obvious that my podcast is not like the other podcasts. It's not flashy, it's not hip, I don't have a lot of sound effects, I don't have characters or, you know, skits or you know, any of that stuff, where many of the queercasters do that. And that's wonderful, because you know what? I love those, and I listen to them every day. So, you know, and I guess there's a niche for everyone. Obviously, there's a couple people out there who like to listen to me dribble on about nothing because they continuously email me and say, you know, keep up the good work and thanks for the podcast. And believe me, I appreciate all of those loyal listeners. And just today I got an email from a guy who said he's been listening to me for a while, but has never emailed, and said he likes my podcast simply for that, because it is just, you know, a gay guy talking about stuff, either his boyfriend or what's going on in his life or whatever, and he said that's why he downloads and listens to me every day. So I appreciate that very much. You know who you are. So I guess for the 50th show, I'm going to continue podcasting, even if I'm not on iTunes, and I still don't know why I'm not on iTunes, but I decided today that, fuck it, if I don't get on iTunes, I don't give a shit, I'm going to play unsafe podcast, or unpod-safe music, because I don't give a shit anymore, excuse me, because I did it again, I submitted my feed again to iTunes, and it said, you're already in there, and I'm just like, what the fuck? It's pissing me off. And I went to the Feedburner site and I put in all my iTunes tags and pointed the image to the show and everything, and it just didn't work. So I don't know. I don't know if there's a backlog or if they totally don't like my stuff. And believe me, if they're not putting me on iTunes because of what I talk about, then they need to do a better listening job of these other podcasters, because I am tame compared to some of them. Oh, what's up now? Oh, The Cure again. Friday, I'm in love. I'm also, and moving on from the podcasting thing, I'm going to continue podcasting because I like to do it. Even if I get down to one listener, even if I don't have any listeners, I'm going to still post my podcast because I enjoy doing it. And that's all that matters. And I don't need advertisers. I don't need to be on iTunes. I'm just doing it for me because it's fun. The process is fun. I like, you know, what am I going to talk about today? I emailed Peter, our most faithful listener, and said, Peter, today's the 50th show. What am I going to talk about? And I didn't, of course, I just started podcasting right after I sent the email, so I didn't wait to get a response from him, but I just decided I was going to reflect on the podcast and where it is and where it's going. And in terms of where it's going, it's going to stay the same. I'm not changing anything. I'm going to keep talking about whatever the hell I want to talk about. Politics, wine. Whenever I finish this damn book I'm reading, I'm going to talk about that. Just whatever. And there'll be times when the boyfriend joins me. I'll have David of Dating with David. I need to get Homer back on the show. I mean, just whatever the hell I want. And that's the way it's going to be. And I'm going to continue doing it until my web hosting service says you've exceeded your bandwidth. You're shut down. So... Oh, and speaking of that, if you ever try to go to the site and you can't get through, then I've exceeded my bandwidth, and I can't afford to, I can't afford to put any more on there until the next month when it resets, so you'll have to just be patient. Okay, I don't want this to be long as the one yesterday was, because, again, the bandwidth is too expensive, so, but I did receive two voicemails today. One was from David of Dating with David, so we're going to listen to his voicemail, if I can find it on the iPod here. That's the fun part. You can, you know, just... Okay, playlists. Of course, that means The Cure is going to stop. Let's go to voicemails and Dating with David. Here we go. Okay, let's listen to this together. Because I heard that turn up.
Hey, just want to give you a recap on weekend's events. The one guy that I just met online that I recently kicked to the curb, well, I got email from him finally, and he has decided to go back to his ex.
Well, his loss.
Yeah. Anyway, that's going to work out very well. sorry. I didn't respond to his email, so...
Good, don't
I
write him back.
If he wants to go back to that mess, you know, there's a reason why his ex is his ex. And if he wants to go back, that, you know, power to him.
Exactly.
Let's see. I left the recording studio
on Saturday
night and tried to hook up with a couple friends of mine, and neither one of them wanted to go out. So I ended up sending a text message to the former crush trainer from my gym, and he responded and said, sure, he'd meet me out. So we ended up at Cobalt and had a few drinks, and we ended up at JR's and had another couple of drinks. And lots of talking and laughing and carrying on. And then we ended up at Nation and another couple of drinks. And
these are all bars in D.C.
And dancing, and, ooh, the boy is nasty on the dance floor. Let's just say that if he had backed up into my front side any harder, he would have bruised me. Anyway, I'm not complaining because it was a lot of fun. That was pretty much it. Took a cab, dropped him off back at his house. I came home alone because I'm a good boy most of the time. And so everything was good. Everything was fun. And he says he wants to go out again. So.
Cool.
And like you said, with this one, I'm keeping it friends. If he decides he wants anything more, then we'll take it from there.
There you go.
Outside of that, Saturday was a very fun night. I think I got home about 4:30 Sunday morning.
Good God.
And definitely have to... to go back and look forward to the next broadcast with you. Had a lot of fun. Anyway, just want to give you a quick update. You know me, I got the irons in the fire and working
yes, you
on,
do.
On a few new ones, so I will keep you guys up to date. Wanted to say thank you to everyone for the emails, and thank you to some of those that sent you some pictures. You guys are very naughty. I like that. Anyway, I will be getting back to all of you that have sent email very shortly. So, anyway, look forward to talking to you again. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
So, David, got some emails from some people, and they put pictures in them, nasty pictures. So, listeners... you can send those to me, and I will forward them on to David. No, and so he hooked up with, and I shouldn't say hooked up, he got together with the trainer boy on Saturday night after we did the podcast, and they went out and drank and did some dancing and got a little nasty on the dance floor. So, of course, it was all just in teasing and fun. So, okay, then we got another, thank you, David. I appreciate the update. Keep us posted on anything else happening. Then I got a voicemail from Tigger. So let's listen to that voicemail from Tigger.
Hi, Archer. It's Tigger from Los Angeles, and I'm calling because I don't know why you're not on iTunes either.
Me either.
And I just listened to your last podcast, Take a Shower with Archer. That was really kind of sexy, Archer. You know, I kind of was imagining that maybe I was your soap.
Oh, my.
Or something like that. Anyways, I don't even have a boyfriend, so.
Yes.
It's all in my mind and my imagination. Well, Archer, I am going to send an email to Steve Dowling of Apple.
Oh.
And I'm going to ask him why your show's not on there either. Because I don't know why it's not there. Everyone else is there.
I know.
And as I posted you, I can't listen to you at work anymore, Archer.
I know, I'm sorry.
You put one little word in nudity and you've been banned off of my work site. Banned. The most ordinary podcast in the world. On the internet was banned off of my site.
Oh.
And once you're banned, I never can download from you again. You were blacklisted.
But that's only
anyways,
at work.
Archer, enjoy the shows, and you keep up the good work. I'm just turning into a very big fan. Talk to
aww.
You later. Bye.
Thank you, Tigger. That's so nice of you. Yeah, he told me that he got banned from... because I guess I had one... the word nudity, I'm trying to find the music now. Where the fuck? Oh, music. There we go. Okay. I passed it. Okay. No, I don't want that one. I'm sorry, I'm trying to find. But I don't want to play. Okay, there we go. Oh, this is a good song. Boys Don't Cry. By The Cure, of course. It's going to be too loud. I promise I won't sing. but I like the song. Oh, I do love the song. It makes me think about something. The boyfriend left today for his trip, his vacation with his family. And unfortunately, they are flying into the Gulf Coast where the hurricanes are. His family is from the Gulf Coast, and the Cindy, the tropical storm, went right through there. And then the one that's supposed to be coming up, Dennis, is coming up. It should be coming up right in the middle of their vacation, which is going to totally screw it over. So that will suck. Well, actually, it'll be coming in the same day they're supposed to be going to the beach, so that may suck for him. But listening to the song makes me think of him because I was, I'm missing him, let's just say that. I'm not going to see him for 2 weeks, and I haven't gotten that emotional about him yet, but I'm getting there, and I was listening to this song because I'm not going to cry. I'll see him in 2 weeks. And he's going to call me. He called today before he got on the plane. I'm not going to be sad about that. He's coming back. Okay. Oh, so I didn't say Tigger. Thank you, Tigger, for the voicemail. And you'll have to let me know if you hear back from the guy from Apple, because I never heard back from him when I wrote on him the first day. What else did you say? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry about the being banned from work, but you can still download me from home. And you should probably, when you look on your iTunes, you should see more tags showing up, like the explicit tag now shows up on the iTunes next to me because I am explicit when I say fuck shit damn. Right, Beth? Beth left a comment saying that she loves how I explain what you can say on the podcast. Shit, fuck, damn, cunt, motherfucker. Okay, enough of this. We're going on to 22 minutes now, or 23 minutes, I should say. And I don't want these to be long. So, thank you all for listening. And until next time, bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.